Hi everyone, for tonight's nightcap and review, I'm having soda, and tonight I'll be discussing Pucking Strong by Emily Rath. I did receive an art copy from Hambright PR, and of course I'm giving my honest opinion. These are the highlights, and the content warnings. And my rating for this book is 5 stars. I had an absolute blast reading this book, and I'm really excited to talk about it, but first, what's this book about? So this book is about Teddy, who is returning to the Jacksonville Rays after being away for 6 years, but now he's returning as a doctor instead of a wide-eyed, fresh-faced intern. As much as he enjoyed icing the knees and playing Mario Kart with the players, he is ready to be taken seriously as a doctor and help out the team and players that he cares for so much. If only he could get over his childish crush on one of the player that ended up saving Teddy on his first day as an intern. That player was Henrik, who has no idea about Teddy's feelings or that he even exists. So why did Teddy then take the huge risk of flying across the world and even ends up marrying him? Well, Henrik had received the worst news possible. His sister is dead and his niece is terribly injured. He wasn't sure how to transport a grieving child across the world, which is why Teddy went with him. But then things take a turn when the Swedish government will not let Henrik become her legal guardian because they think it would be better for her to enter the foster care system to be adopted. Their reasoning, well, a single professional athlete cannot provide adequate care for her, which is why Teddy comes up with a crazy idea that he'd be heartless to not offer. The idea that they should get married to prove that they can provide a safe and supportive environment to raise her, which is how Teddy found himself in a hospital wedding chapel getting married in front of a Swedish official and signing a marriage certificate. Now they're doing everything they can to show that their marriage is a real one, not just to help them in a custody arrangement with the government, but also because their jobs and the team's image depends on everyone thinking this is a real marriage. But for Henrik, this is a fake marriage until everything settles down. But for Teddy, this might be a fake marriage, but his feelings for his husband are not fake, and he's not sure what he's going to do when this marriage comes to an end. So what are my thoughts? Again, I'm giving this 5 stars. I had such a good time reading this book. In fact, I think this is my favorite book of the series. I wasn't sure how Emily was going to top Pucking Around, which has been my favorite up until now. I've enjoyed the whole series, but that first book was so hard to top. And honestly, I just love Teddy and Henrik so much, and I loved reading their journey that this book is now my favorite in this series. This book had me laughing, it had me crying, it had me blushing, because oh my God, Emily can write some spicy scenes, as well as it had me angry at certain moments in this book. This book just had me all over the place when it came to my feelings, and I really enjoyed it. Now, what I think made this book different from the others is that this book is a slow burn, and I love a good slow burn. Now, that's not to knock the other books. I love those books and all their spice. Again, Emily writes amazing spice. But for this book, it really allowed the relationship to progress differently for Teddy and Henrik, and I just really enjoyed it. It allowed them to figure out their complex situation that they have going on, not just with the governments, but also the relationship. It let them figure out their feelings within this relationship, as well as who they are as individuals. Even Teddy had commented on how this was different from his past relationships, as he had a tendency to jump into intimacy with his partners before feelings had developed. And for Henrik, it really allowed him to explore this concept of being a demisexual, something that Teddy had introduced to him, and allowed him to figure out if he was someone who could truly develop romantic and sexual feelings for another person and not be pushed into it because that's what's considered normal or because that's what's expected of professional athletes when it comes to their sexual partners. But trust me, once he got there with Teddy, it was all systems go, and he was very much an eager student of Teddy's, and he was very possessive of Teddy, and I just enjoyed it all in their whole relationship progression. Overall, I had a blast reading this book. I really enjoyed the plot and had a hard time putting the book down, and I enjoyed the characters as well, and I cannot wait to see what happens next in this universe. I do recommend this book. It will be available tomorrow, August 26th, and I hope you give it a try, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did, and I hope everyone has a good night and happy readings.